You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of seeing old mates, kia ora Adam Tukere, how are you this morning?
I'm all good.
So nice to have you in the studio, caught by the Auckland traffic, so I'm glad we could get you in here for a chat about Babe, which is your fantastic new album. You must be feeling pretty stoked to have this one out. How's the sort of weight of it at the moment?
Yeah, it's all good. It feels like a massive weight off my chest, eh? Having it out there and for people to be like, oh yeah, I relate to this cool, like that's mean for me.
Yeah. And it feels like, I mean, all of your music comes from an extremely personal place. I don't think you put things out there unless you feel like you stand behind it. But yeah, this one does have a particular resonance to it as a record. What for you makes this, like what's its overarching themes or ideas that you found yourself kind of thinking about with this project?
So like, every time I sort of make an album, I try to make it in not a quick span of time, but in that time, like in that era.
Yeah.
So like I was going through some stuff and I definitely like wanted to really like take a snapshot of it.
Mm.
And I feel like this whole album was just like a snapshot of that time and what I was feeling and going through and thinking at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is something that is really remarkable about the way you work, because some people, it takes them a really long time to process and, you have to go away and sit with a song or whatever, but you are really dedicated to just getting it out while those feelings are quite raw. Does it mean that when you listen back to projects, you feel like, whoa, that was quite a trippy thing to re-experience it?
Yeah. It's like, I feel like a lot of my albums and stuff, they're like memories.
Mm.
It's like, oh, I remember that time.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a crazy time that was, or man, that wasn't really fun.
Yeah.
So like this is kind of one of those, oh, that wasn't that fun, was it?
No.
But yeah, I'm glad I made it. I'm glad I make them the way I do.
Mm.
Because yeah, I hear a lot of albums and they're obviously, they're, you know, the ones that they take their time on, they're mean.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like this was all in one bedroom, like one specific sort of couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really got to sort of timestamp it almost with the way that you work. And also, you've got a little son as well, so I imagine finding time to actually make beats can be a bit of a mish sometimes as well when you're kind of juggling all of those things.
Yeah. I think, so like with my sort of situation, I think it actually freed up a lot of time.
Mm.
So I was just sitting there thinking, and I was like, I need to let this off.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I hadn't really been away from him at all.
Mm.
So yeah, it's kind of the opposite. I was like, I have no time with him.
Mm.
So I have a lot to say.
Yeah.
And my mind, you know, rather than sitting and let it just go in circles, I was like, let me just write.
This is the space for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard. And I mean, there's a real vulnerability to your music as well, Adam, which I think is really powerful, because you let the songs be themselves and you stand, I think, you give yourself enough room to just say what you mean and then kind of step back from it and let that song be, not try and polish the edges off too much, not try and make it something that tells a story it's not, you know, truthful to. When you are making in this way, I know you've got mates who you've worked with for a really long time, but do you show them what you're working on while you're working on it, or is it once it's done you send it out to your friends?
With this one, I really just sent it once it was done.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I think I need an outsider's perspective on this.
Mm.
Aside from the guys I worked with, like I would send them the stuff them, like, oh yeah, this is what I did to your beat, or
yeah.
So, but for the most part, yeah, I always send stuff early, but with this one, I was like, nah, I need to. And it also just feels weird for people to critique, like when I'm just really like pouring out my soul on a song.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how does it sound? Like, is the mix okay? Like yeah, stuff like that.
You don't really want notes.
Nah, was like, I'm just gonna finish it for what it is, send it out, get some thoughts on it, and then see if they have any actual critiques.
Mm.
And I think it just made them sad.
it's a pretty vulnerable one. It's a pretty heavy one. Now that you've kind of packaged it, you've done it, you've put it out in the world, do you feel like that gives you room to sort of breathe from it a little bit as well, or are you still sitting with this one?
Nah, it does, for sure.
Mm.
So, you know, there's like a little bit of time between submitting the album and its release.
Mm.
So in that time, like once it was done, I was still kind of in that sort of space.
Yeah.
And then during that, I think it was about 6 weeks, I was just waiting for, you know, for it to get ready to release. And in that time, that's when I really like sort of worked on just moving forward from it.
Hard.
And so yeah, I'm not there anymore, which is good.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's a beautiful record, and it is a powerful record. I think people, you know, we talk about the way people listen to music now, jumping in on singles or listening to things. This is one that really I think people should sit with and have a bit of time with and think it through from start to finish, and it tells its own story. So, you know, we'll let people listen to that themselves. But Adam, thank you for coming in. I'm sorry it's so quick.
No,
but
sorry I'm late.
No, that's all right. That's Auckland, that's man. Just Auckland. We'll just shake our fists at the motorways. But we've got Anaheda's lined up here to spin. Adam Tukiri, thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Good to see you.
I mean, sometimes, yeah. Zip on the way, shit fit in your place, yeah. My kid on the way, yeah. Too good for that state, but fill it off, yeah. All that I want. I might spark, baby. I'ma break you off. I got like 10 on a private, get it, went daddy. Love to the people who tell where my head is. I need hitters with support, I'm indebted. Took me too long to finally get it. Still got receipts, went on my way. I'm always ready, get on my face. You wanna test it? Okay. Gotta confess it, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm getting sick of maturing this shit. I wanna go back to touring the strip. Pack up my cousins, they call them a clique. Call them a gang, call them some. No colonizers coming around. I'm betting all of my chips. One's a comedian, one could be GOAT. They be with me and not on the ball. I feel I failed them, left them to rot. Try to inspire them, get off the block. Ain't got a McDonald's, but now got a pop. How they the ops when they know I pops? One of the plot, one of the scheme. Get one of our brothers right off of the scene. I used to mock him like he was a G. He got his life together how it seems. I don't take credit, he give it to me. Like, what did I do? I got off my ass and hopped in some boots. Hopped in the booth and put you on the map. 236 on the cuzzy back. Where I'm from, you can't tell me jack. Sick of them other ones giving me slack. Did it for using, this is my thanks. Couldn't have donated money, no millions. Can't trust some of you's round that you stealing. Truly, I'm sorry if you feel a way about me going places. I had to try to make it out. I had to try to make it out. Yeah. I'm getting sick of these poverty rates. I wish that someone could cop him a place. Tired of this feeling that nothing will change. My people's story ain't coming of age. You blame the parents, I think it goes further. Back to a town full of planned out murders. Fuck all them types who call it a service. Without you, coach, you would have a surplus. I'm fucking angry and this won't help. Sitting there writing this all by myself. Don't know my language and I can't be bothered. I'm too accustomed to hide it or smother. Us with religion, a system that only will benefit those who fit it. Meanwhile, everything out of their hands. Hard to maneuver cause we wanna spend time on our land, but all of a sudden, we gotta pay for what we discovered. Shit don't take time, but we ain't equipped to live how those other guys want us to live. Power in numbers, so gangs on the rise. Wish we could put all that energy and time into our elders before them die. Go for a cup of tea, drop them supplies. Give them a hug before they goodbyes. Tell them you love them and shoot an invite. Every window better catch up with Kai. I am not perfect, I know I gotta try. I know I gotta try.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.